KSRO, I'm Pat Kerrigan with, this morning from ABC News, Karen Travers is here. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Everybody knows Rudy. Everybody loves Rudy, or at least they did, and you know, just after 9/11, and he's been through several incarnations since then, has always been an attorney, of course, and now working for the president.
Yeah, you know, people, of course, know him as America's mayor, the mayor of New York during the 9/11 attacks, but he was also, he's a former U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. That's the same office that raided, that ordered the FBI raid on the president's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, last week. That raid, of course, very much angering the president. So you bring in somebody into your legal team that has a very intimate knowledge of how that office works, how those investigations work, and he's also just somebody that out in the campaign trail was a fierce defender of the president, longtime friend. You know, big question, of course, now is, does the president listen to him? Because that's been an issue.
That's
with
always
other
the
lawyers.
Question.
John Dowd, the president's lead attorney, left largely because he was telling people that he felt the president wasn't listening to his advice as much as he had been.
Yeah, that seems like a strange notion, not something we hear more than 6 or 8 times a day. So Giuliani could possibly add some information and some pathways moving forward in terms of wrapping up the Robert Mueller investigation, too?
You know, that's what they're saying. It's hard to see how he can come in and actually do that. We've seen lawyers for the president over the last few months say, oh, this will be wrapped up by the middle of the fall, or this will be wrapped up by the end of 2017, or this will be wrapped up in early 2018. Here we are. We're still, you know, not sure where things stand with the Mueller probe. They don't give status reports. You know, he's not doing a press conference every week saying we're at stage 7 of 10, or,
yeah,
you know, here's how we think the timeline of this is going. There could be this push, though, publicly by the president's team and his attorneys, you know, almost to appease him a bit that this soon will be wrapped up, and they're doing everything they can to get that to the conclusion point.
And also, the president does not seem to be able to stop talking about James Comey. This morning,
yeah,
the latest tweets involving the Comey memos saying they exonerate him, etc., but he just can't help himself.
Yeah, the president was tweeting about the memos that the Justice Department turned over to congressional investigators. And, you know, those memos largely matched just what Comey had said to congressional hearings last year and what he did in that very extensive interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos that aired this week. And, you know, the president, though, is keying in on some aspect of it where he says that these memos show there was no collusion and no obstruction. It's not clear what he's pointing to in the memos that he feels backs up that statement.
You know, Karen, it must be tough for you having to follow the president all over tarnation. It must be even more difficult for somebody who has to follow James Comey on the book tour this week, because he is
he's everywhere.
And one more note for you, Karen. I know you're getting close to being on vacation from ABC News, and I understand you're heading our way.
Yes, very excited about that. First time in Sonoma for myself and my husband. We'll be out there for several days next week, and, you know, anybody spot the redhead walking around, say hi.
Yes, well, trust me, a good time will be had by all.
We can't wait. Please promise us great weather.
No worries. It's in the cards.
Good.
All right, Karen, we'll talk to you later. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Have a great day. Thank you.